You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, here we are on the first Sabbath of the new year, the first day of the month of the year 2010. And I think everyone knows it's going to be a very difficult year in the Antichrist war on the saints. And to look at this first proverb is a good thing to do. You might get some knowledge by listening to the news, but you're not going to get wisdom. God is the source of wisdom, and that's what we need. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for letting us know that it was your will to send your perfect Son, our God and King, Yeshua, that he would make the propitiation, that he would be the Lamb of God, to pour out the blood of God, that the offense to your holiness could be dealt with in a way that would preserve your perfection in justice and righteousness and holiness and allow you to grant mercy to whoever you would grant mercy to and still consign Satan and all his followers to an eternal lake of fire that you created for the devil and his angels. And we thank you for letting us know that we have your word, that we have your word, absolute pure truth and the means to prove what the truth is. Lord God, we ask for a hunger, a renewed hunger this year to know what you have said and that we might have wisdom. We ask you for wisdom. We ask you to let us know what we are to know, that you want us to know from this absolute pure truth. And the only thing that makes sense, Father, is to thank you and praise you for the privilege to call you our Father in the name of your Son, our God and King, Jesus, Yeshua, salvation in any language, no other name. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, the greatest king of Israel, except the one who's about to come and make it perfect. A son of David, of the house and lineage of David, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. We know that he's coming soon. No people could know it as well as we do this day. And these proverbs, these things which God gives for practical, everyday living wisdom, we need them. They're vital to us. And as we think about most of these being given to us through Solomon, here's a great king of Israel, the wisest and richest king perhaps in all history. None compared with his wisdom because his father David told him to ask God for wisdom. When God would ask what Solomon wanted His father told him to ask for wisdom. And he did. And he got it. It's something we need to think about as we begin this year is how Solomon finished. Here's a man that had more wisdom than any other, arguably the most wealthy man of all time. Had everything. Even wrote large portions of scripture. And he didn't finish well. Now that's something to think about. This day and every day. It's not how we start, it's how we finish. These are Proverbs of Solomon to know wisdom and instruction. God gave that wisdom to Solomon and is still available to us. To know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. You see, there's a progression of it. First of all, you have to know what the truth is. You have to love the truth. And pure truth, in the way that truth is proven, is from that more sure word that God promised would be perfect. In that KJV, that seventh purification, that King Jesus Version Holy Bible. It is the word of God. God said so. And there is pure truth, the means to prove what the truth is, right there. In a world full of confusion and darkness, we can prove the truth. But what we need is wisdom, that God would let us know what we should know from that absolute pure truth. And you see here the progression. There is something even beyond wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. And understanding comes one way, by a willingness to turn at the reproof of the Holy Spirit. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction and instruction in righteousness. But we have to be willing to turn at His reproof if we want understanding. And we're going to see that. How simple it is. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Proverbs 1:23 shows how that we may get understanding. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. This is what we need. We need to know what God said. And this year, I hope everyone would make a resolution, a New Year's resolution, to read the more sure word of God, that God promised perfect and only Holy Bible in plain English. The way God said, man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line. Be disciplined to do that. And also to hear a little there a little, but first be disciplined to get the context that God gave us straight through. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Ask God for wisdom. He promises He will give it if you will ask. He is the source of all true wisdom, and we need wisdom now. And beyond wisdom, in all you're getting, get understanding. And we'll see this here, how simple it is to get understanding. And how impossible it is to get understanding apart from the grace of God. To understand a proverb and the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's the beginning. And you see, that's the great problem in the world today, and God is about ready to fix that. If you could put your finger on what is the single greatest problem in this world today, there is no fear of God. And God is about to enter directly. And I think we're going to see it manifest this year, 2010, like no year ever in our life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We're without excuse in this time. We have the God promised full revelation of God to man in black and white in the more sure word of that seventh purification, the Holy Bible. That's where we go for truth, for being able to prove the truth, asking God for wisdom, and even turning it as reproof. See, this is the main reason we should be reading the scripture, for instruction from God. And to understand the way we should go. See, and we don't get the understanding unless we're willing to turn it as reproof. This is the main reason we should be reading the scriptures, is to find out what it is that God says we need to change personally. That's the main reason. You look for that excellent oil of the reproof of the Holy Spirit. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This world is full of fools, isn't it? This world will tell you you're foolish for reading what God said. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thine head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. There are many in law enforcement today that need to hear this. My heart goes out to any of those who are in law enforcement today. Once it was the most honorable of professions. When I was a little boy, they were called peace officers. Now they're called law enforcement officers. And they're going to be getting it from all directions. They're going to be faced with such tough choices. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. Child of God, in this year, when all of us are going to be short on what we think we need, fight covetousness with every ounce of your being. Try and find someone that you can share what little you have, which is seemingly not enough, with someone who cannot possibly pay it back. In the world, it doesn't make sense. But that is the way. Study Matthew 25. Study it. Really study Matthew 25. God will make a way for his people. But it's going to be God's way, or there is not going to be any way. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. The fool says in his heart, There is no God. And the world today is full of them, scorning, mocking, scoffing. And in what's coming on this earth today, if you can walk in the maintained peace of God, because you know what God said, these same people who have been mocking and scoffing and scorning at you will be driven, they will be forced to ask the reason of the hope that is in you. Now here it is, as simple as 1, 2, 3. You want understanding? Let me tell you, I'm glad you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Your teacher should be the Holy Spirit. You and I have the same teacher, the Spirit of truth and holiness. And it's as simple as 1, 2, 3. To know truth, to get wisdom, and to finally get understanding. We want to be servants of our King. And there is a way that He would call us His friends. The servant doesn't know what the master's doing. But the master wants His friends to understand. And God wants you and me to understand what He's doing. What's coming. Why. He wants us to understand. He wants us to, in all of our getting, get understanding. And it only comes one way. And here it is. Turn you at my reproof. When you read the scripture, look for the excellent oil of the reproof of the Holy Spirit telling you what to fix. I need to know what God wants me to fix in Jim. You need to know what God wants to fix in you. Turn you at my reproof. And then behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. This is where it's at. This is what we need to do in this year and from now on until the King returns. This is the prime directive. To go to the Word of God, asking Him for wisdom, which He will always give you. He promised and He keeps all His promises. But in all you're getting, get understanding. So make this the reason you read, that you might receive the excellent oil of the reproof of the Holy Spirit. Turn, and then He pours out His Spirit and gives you understanding. Now here's what's going to happen to those who refuse. God says, Behold, I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hands. Look at the cross. God stretched out His hands to be crucified, to make the way for us. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Keep your eye on the cross. Keep the right focus. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. What could be more dreadful? Don't miss it. Go to these Proverbs every day. God gave us 31 of them, because some months have 31 days. At least do that much. Get the practical wisdom of the Proverbs from God. from the wisest man that ever lived. And understand, he didn't finish well. Now I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which you have delivered unto him against that day. He will make a way when there is no way possible. I feel like we're living proof of that. We have lived 8 years now where there is no possible way anyone could live as we have lived. It's not possible. No way in the world. But God is able. He is the way maker. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, hallelujah, listen, hear this, pay attention to this. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Hallelujah. That's something to take to heart and diligently follow for this new year of 2010. Hallelujah.
Stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is a good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, the word of Yahweh unto them is a reproach, they have no delight in it. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is a good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. For from the least of them even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush, therefore they shall fall among them that fall, as at the time that I shall visit them, they shall be cast down. Stand ye and wait and see and dance for the old path. Where is a good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said he will not walk therein. Also I said, watchmen, over you saying, hearken to the voice of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Stand ye in the ways and see and dance for the old path. Where is a good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said we will not walk therein. Daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their ways. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron, they are all corruptors. The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in pain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call. Yahweh hath rejected them. So stand ye in the ways and see and dance for the old path. Where is a good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls, but they said we will not walk therein. But they said we will not walk therein.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshureword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.